What's good? What's good? You are now tuned into Cloud 10 Radio Season 3. Hear once, think thrice, speak once. So we are back on Cloud 10 Radio Season 3. Hear once, think thrice, speak once. All right, we're trying to learn how to use our wisdom to lead effectively. This can be for people who are trying to start their own business, people who are trying to grow in their company, trying to grow on a sports team, or just lead your family. Just be a good leader in general. We're going into the depths of wisdom and really breaking it down really simple to where you can get it and you can implement these ideas in your daily life. All right, so here we are. This one's going to be called Say Less. All right, it's going to be talking about being concise, being succinct. Succinct is basically the idea of being clear but being short, being to the point, right? Not being harsh though. We just want to get our point across effectively. That's really essential when it comes to being an effective leader. All right, so the first scripture I have, it says, "Speak if there be a need of you, and yet scarcely when you are asked twice." All right, so if someone asks you for an answer, someone needs something from you, by all means, answer them. But before that, we got to be quick to hear. All right, when it comes to hearing once, we want to be quick to hear and slow to speak. So don't be too quick to jump into a conversation and speak. But by all means, if someone asks you to give you an answer, to give an answer to them, give them an answer. But it says, and yet scarcely when you're asked twice. All right. So you don't want to catch yourself babbling. You want to keep things very concise, very, as I said in the beginning of the episode, succinct. All right. Succinct. Next, we got, if you are among great men, do not make yourself equal with them. And when ancient men are in place, use not many words. Here, we're seeing, if you are among great men, do not make yourself equal with them. Right? If you're in a room full of bosses, right, people would say, look, if you a boss and you around bosses, you know, try to show off and, you know, but the most important thing is we want to listen first, right? We're going to let our words promote us to honor in due time. Because remember, you could be in this room full of bosses, but if you say too much stuff, you say the wrong thing, they're going to find holes in your reasoning. They're going to find holes in your leadership. So what you can do in these situations when you're around other people who claim to be leaders, who are in a good position, seemingly, you want to listen first and focus on listening more than focusing on speaking. That is something that good leaders will always do. Wise and prudent leaders will always do is not always being the first one to speak or the last one to speak, but saying the most impactful thing. And it says, when ancient men are in place, use not many words. All right. So these are the elders. These are the people who are older than you and you know are wise. You know they have wisdom. Don't try to come at them with all this, I think, I believe, I know this. You can use their conversation and just take notes from it, right? You don't have to say much for you to soak in this information. And as we said before, saying what you need to say if they ask you or if the time presents itself. And that's the important thing. When the time presents itself. So those first two were from Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, verses 7 and verse 9. And next in the same chapter, it says, a man of counsel will be considerate. All right, a man of counsel, one who has been counseled, one who has understanding, will be considerate. And being considerate is being considerate of the time, being aware of the time frame, being aware of the opportunity of, should I speak now? Should I wait later? Should I say this? Right? Or should I just sit here and listen? Okay. Next, it says a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words. So this goes back to what I've been saying. You don't have to say a lot to get your point across very clearly. The leaders who are the most effective leaders don't talk themselves into a hole. They say things that are very precise, very intentional. And that is why we say, hear once, think thrice, speak once. Right? You don't have to go on and on and on. You're going to listen and wait and gather up all the necessary information to form the most precise and useful answer that will convey your thoughts. Right? It doesn't have to be a bunch of paragraphs to convey your thoughts. You can say a whole page worth of information in one sentence if you frame it the correct way. And that opens up the doors for more questions, but it also shows your wisdom and your prudence and your understanding. So those last two were from Ecclesiasticus chapter 32 and 18 and Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 3. And in that same book of Ecclesiastes, we get some more information that's going to contribute to the idea of saying less and being intentional. It says the words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that rules among fools. All right, so it's basically saying just because you may have a wide audience, let's say you're on Instagram, you have a lot of followers. Just because people have a lot of followers and they may have a lot of people on their Instagram live doesn't mean that those people are really benefiting or paying attention to what that person is saying. However, just staying on the idea of Instagram, if that person has 50,000 followers, but you have 5,000 followers, but you're speaking wisdom and you're speaking something that is edifying, right? Something that's building them up, something that's going to benefit them. That's going to be heard more by your followers than their message to their followers. So it's not about the amount of people who are listening. It's the content of what's being said. And when we're moving forward with our leadership skills and our leadership journey, we have to make sure that the words we are saying are educated, right? We want to make sure that we're saying, and I don't say educated as in big words, but making sure that you're taking into account all aspects of the conversation, of your audience, and saying the correct thing at the right time. Next, it says this, excellent speech doesn't come from a fool, and much less do lying lips a prince. Excellent speech doesn't come from a fool, and much less do lying lips a prince. If you're speaking words that come across extremely wise, extremely novel, extremely useful, people aren't going to associate you with being a fool or one who doesn't have understanding. They're going to tell by your words that you have wisdom, because by words will a man promote himself to honor, right? Wise words. So for us, it's clear that excellent speech doesn't come from a fool. And also, lying lips don't come from a prince, right? So if people are seeing that you're saying things that aren't true, you're saying things that are wishy-washy, you're saying things that are irrelevant or unlearned, they're going to be able to tell your character right there. Basically, they're going to be able to know you by your fruits, the fruits of your mouth, what you are saying. And that's why I've been really pushing this idea of not saying too much and really just saying just enough, right? Just enough. Part of that is building a vocabulary, making sure that you can have a word that can express a vast idea. Instead of saying it in two sentences, you can say it in two words. And for us as leaders, us as developing leaders, like I said, in your family, in your business, in an education setting, in a athletic setting, we have to understand that the amount of words is not going to benefit us. It's the content, and the brevity actually helps us out by helping others understand and not get lost in the sauce. All right. So that those last two, it was Ecclesiastes 9 and 17 and Proverbs 17 and 7. And I'm going to end here very quick on this one. One last quote. It says, "The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning." The wise in heart, right? Our heart is going to teach our lips what to say. And people can see how wise you are by the words that you say. So the wise in heart shall be called prudent. Remember, those synonyms for prudent, which is the entire basis for this season three, prudent leadership, are careful, cautious, discreet, economical, judicious, vigilant, shrewd, discerning, wise. Right? The wise in heart shall be called prudent. They're going to be called judicious. They're going to be called discerning. Right? They're going to be like, he's aware. He's a good judge of his situation. He's also a good leader. And that's what people look for in a leader, is someone who can discern a situation, understand a situation, and handle a situation with that wisdom, with that conciseness, and succinctly. And also says, "In the sweetness of lips increases learning." Sweetness of lips. Me and you both know people who are very harsh in their speech, right? And that only cuts off relationships. It cuts off avenues for learning and growth for both people, anyone who's listening. But the sweetness of lips increases learning, aka the words that you say, having a good response to something. It leads the conversation into a better direction where you're going to learn from it, they're going to learn from it, and you can move forward with a conversation to where you might get to a point where you never would have been if you would have said something that was ignorant, if you would have said something that was foolish or harsh. So the wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. All right, so that's Proverbs chapter 16, verse 21. And as always, we go into the scriptures not for a religious text. We're going here for wisdom, right? You can't find this type of wisdom anywhere else. So I'm not worried about if you're what religion you are, right? Whether you're in Islam, you're a Buddhist, whether you're an atheist, this is right here. This is where you find the wisdom, right? So I don't care what you are. This wisdom is for everyone, right? So we're trying to push and be prudent leaders. This isn't about a religious ideology, right? This is about finding the wisdom, and this is where you find it. And for us, we have to disperse this knowledge, this wisdom that we have, in order to express that we are prudent, understanding, and wise leaders. So hope you enjoyed this. And you know, season three, hear once, think thrice, speak once, and we will be back for another episode, most high willing. Did you like this episode? Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and tune in with us often to see more episodes of Cloud 10 Radio.